Self-Acceptance, Finding the Gifts in Your Dark Side with Steve Wells. This is the fourth and final class. Welcome back, Steve.
Hi, Jess.
Well, Steve, I'd love to dive more into this concept of finding the gifts in our dark side. So can you tell us more about that?
All right. Well, what we've been looking at so far is the things about ourselves that we don't like. And how when we do tapping on those, we actually, number one, we gain acceptance of ourselves. Number two, we gain acceptance of other people. And, we've looked at ways of going back on our past experiences where we learned those negative beliefs and so on. But in the last session, we looked at the negative belief and the positive opposite. And, funnily enough, people often reject the positive opposite more than the negative. So if I have someone in one of my workshops and they come up with a belief like I'm stupid, if someone tries to tell them that they're really smart, which often happens, they'll reject that. So funnily enough, it's actually often the positive that we push away the most, that we disown the most. Even though we know we shouldn't believe these negative bad things about ourselves, such as I'm stupid, and they are connected to negative experiences in our past, we actually, in our nervous system, we don't react as much to them as we do to the positive. So, what I'm calling the positive, such as, you're really clever or you're really smart. If I have a person come out the front of the workshop that I'm running and say the words, I'm really smart, when their belief is I'm really stupid, you'll see them have a massive negative energetic reaction to that statement. They just won't accept it. And that's because they've learned from all those past experiences that they are this so-called negative thing, and that's kind of become part of their identity. So the gift in the dark side is actually the light. It's casting light on those situations where you learnt those things and gaining new perspectives. It's also being able to access the other parts of yourself that you're really disowning, which is you've learned to disown your smartness, your cleverness, your brilliance. You know, when Marianne Williamson made the classic statement that it's our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us, and this was picked up by Nelson Mandela in his speech and really passed around the world, it was so true. It really is those things that we are pushing away. And we as long as we are disowning them and pushing them away, we can't actually bring our light into the world.
So then how do we stop pushing them away? If we have struggled with it, how do we embrace this?
Well, first you've got to start from where you are, as with everything. And so, of course, we start with the belief that we have, which is the negative, and we're doing the tapping on that. And we're tapping on the fact that we don't accept that. And we've, if people have been following along and doing the exercises and, read those articles and followed along and done the exercises in them, then they will have started to make some real interesting shifts with that. And in a way, you've got to do your homework in tapping on the things you see as negative before you'll even be able to look at the positive. If you try and rush to the positive, like a lot of people do, you'll kind of energetically reject it. So if you start, take someone who believes they're stupid and you sit down with them and try to get them straight away to tap on that they're really clever, they're going to reject that, and they're going to find that really, really hard to do. But if you start tapping on I'm stupid, and you really get into that, and you look at where you learned that, and you do some tapping on that, and you release some of that, then you can actually go to I'm clever, and you can entertain the possibility of that, and you can start to see how that can be true. And so there's a number of ways we can get at this, but that, the exercise we did in the last class, where we looked at the negative beliefs you have currently and the positive opposite of that, the positive that you'd like to believe, and tapping on both sides of that, that can be a really good starting point. And today we're going to look at some other ways of getting at that, one of the other ways of getting at the positive qualities you wish you had is the fact that you see them in other people that you admire. And so we can do some tapping on that.
Before you go into that, I want to back up a little bit. So when it's time for us to tap in the positive, it's when we're able to say it and already feel a little bit more comfortable with it. I mean, is it a specific number or just a sense that we can grasp it a little bit?
Yeah, all right. Well, it's not really tapping in the positive as much as it is actually tapping away your resistance to being able to accept that. And so people think that they have to install some positives in themselves, but actually those positives are already there. It's just that you have emotional blocks to being able to accept them. You know, you won't accept the fact that you're clever because you've learned that you're stupid or dumb or whatever it is. Really, you can try and go there. You can actually, keep tapping on. You know, people do this with affirmations. They repeat positive things to themselves all the time. And the problem with affirmations on their own is that they just don't work for most people. In fact, there's some research on this that shows that people who have a really low sense of themselves, if they try to use affirmations, positive affirmations, they actually feel worse because they know that they don't feel that that's true. Now, if you add tapping to the affirmations, that can help, and it'll help a lot more people to be able to access that. But really, you want to start from where you are, which is that you have this kind of duality concept. That, you know, you want to believe that positive, but this is your current reality, the negative. And so you do the tapping on that negative to settle that down. Now, your question was like, how much do you do this? Well, you can use as a gauge the severity of your negative reaction to being able to accept the positive. If you start to think the positive and you get a massive negative reaction to that, then you can go to the other side and do a lot more tapping on what are your objections to that belief. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense. Okay.
So if you're the person who says, you know, I'm stupid, and you have that belief really strongly, I'm not smart, I'm not intelligent, I'm really stupid, and you really want to believe that you have all the resources that you need and that you really can be clever and you're really smart ultimately. And actually, a lot of people who have those negative beliefs, they have massive amount of ways in which they're smart that they just don't acknowledge. And everyone else tries to tell them that, but they just won't accept it. And they can't see it because they haven't been able to integrate it in their nervous system.
Okay. And so with that, you were talking a little bit about the qualities that we see in others. So can you tell us more about that?
Yeah. As always, one of the best ways to get at the stuff that is your own issues is to look at other people, because we project stuff onto other people. We project qualities onto other people. Byron Katie says that everyone else only exists really as your story of them. I remember when my father died, and just hearing all these stories that other people had of him, and I thought, wow, I didn't know my father at all. Because nobody ever really fully knows another person. All they ever really know is the story that they've created about that person in their minds. And so what we do is we make up a story about other people, and it's always about us. You know, so we go, oh, that person there, they are so fantastic, and they're wonderful, and they have all these good qualities. Well, the reality is we couldn't know those qualities unless we had those qualities. We actually all share the same common humanity. We're all connected. And so anybody that you admire, you have that and you are that. There's nothing that you are not. And the challenge is that we live in a world where we create this kind of disconnect, where there's you over there and you are completely separate from me, and you do things that are bad or you do things that are good or whatever, and I do things that are the opposite. And so we can't actually accept those people, but it's actually ourselves that we can't accept. So idol tapping is a way of saying, okay, what are the qualities in other people that you admire? Let's look at the people you most admire, and let's look at those qualities. And we're starting the tapping, and we're actually tapping on the fact that those people have those qualities, and those qualities are good. And ultimately, we're going to end up integrating those qualities that we have in ourselves and allowing them to be.
Steve, does jealousy ever play a role? Sometimes someone might admire something, but that admiration begins to feel like a jealousy. What does that mean?
Well, in a way, it always is. Because in a way, it's kind of like you have that and I don't. Therefore, you're good and I'm bad. So there's always a judgment. you know, this is this is the world of judgment. And ultimately, when we're looking at the accepting and self-acceptance and accepting other people, what it's about is releasing the judgment, which is always a self-judgment. You know, when you make someone better than you, you make yourself worse than them. You know, they are the winner, you are the loser. You know, unless you redefine, you know, the biggest loser is the biggest winner and all that kind of stuff.
Right. Okay. And so with that, can you bring us through the process or walk us through how someone can begin to do this idol tapping?
Yeah, all right. Well, let's use an example like we've been doing all along. So can you think of someone that you admire, or can you maybe make someone up?
I'll do this one. I can think of someone that I admire.
Okay, so what we want to do is we want to start by identifying the qualities in that person. Who is that person? What are their qualities that you admire?
Okay, it's a friend, and she's very calm. She's very centered, so a lot can be going on, and she doesn't get caught up in it. And she is pretty, I would say, famous and well-known, but doesn't let that... that impact her in any way. She's very kind of, she's very humble.
Okay. Excellent. Sounds like someone I know. Let's see, even if I say that, like if I said that you had every one of those qualities, what's your reaction to that?
My reaction...
Are you tapping, by the way?
No, yes, I am.
Okay, so I hope everybody's tapping on this, because the minute we kind of do this, some people go all gooey and cringy and, you know, have all kinds of reactions. So so if I did what a lot of people would be to say, my goodness, you just described yourself. What was your reaction to that?
My reaction would be, thank you, but not like,
exactly.
We don't know.
Of course, because she has more of those things and she's got them in better ways and all that kind of stuff. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. So there's always a contrast. Whenever you're saying someone's good, that means that there's a bad that's contrasted to. When there's a, you know, someone who's brilliant, that means that there's people who are less than brilliant and so on. And usually, you know, they're in the brilliant category and you are not.
Right.
So a good way to start is, of course, wherever you are, if you're able to accept some parts of it, then you can tap and you can say, you know, she's very calm and she's very centered, and I have a little bit of that, but not very much. You know, that's where you start tapping. But where a lot of people will start tapping is, you know, tapping on the idea that she's really calm and I wish I was calm, but I'm not. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So they're tapping on the kind of the fact that they don't have that they are not like that, and that other person is so wonderful because they do. And this kind of settles down that kind of craving and the anxious jealousy part, if that makes sense. You know, those things that we want are often driven by an anxiety that we should have that or should do more of that or whatever.
So you do begin to tap on the going back and forth?
Yep. First we're going to tap on she has that and I don't.
Okay.
And I'm not that and I don't have that. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So
yes.
The first part is... let's do it.
Okay.
So just say, don't have to give her real name. Let's just give her a name, though.
Amy.
Okay, so just tap and say, Amy is so brilliant.
Amy is so brilliant.
And Amy is calm.
And Amy is calm.
Amy is centered.
Amy is centered.
Amy is pretty.
Amy is pretty.
Amy is famous.
Amy is famous.
She's well known.
She's well known.
But she wears it really well.
But she wears it really well.
And she can be humble with it.
And she can be humble with it.
And she is just such a wonderful person.
And she is just such a wonderful person.
Okay. So that's the first part, is just like she has that. And now we're going to move into kind of like, okay, she has that, but I don't have enough of that kind of thing. Because that's what it feels like, doesn't it?
Yeah, and what if, while we were saying that, I'm going to be honest, I had this, like, really sense of, like, jealousy.
Yeah.
Really came up strongly.
Okay, and if you're ever doing any of these exercises and you get a feeling, then just stick with that and start tapping, because you're in the zone. You know, anytime anybody's following through an exercise that I'm doing and they actually access some feeling or some reaction or a memory, I say just tap on that. Forget about the exercise and go into that, because that's really the, you know, part of the issue.
So if I was doing this by myself, I would tap on, you know, I'm so jealous.
Yep. Okay. All right. So let's tap there, because it's all part of, like, she has that and I don't. So let's tap on that. So I'm so jealous of her.
I'm so jealous of her.
She has all these things that I don't.
She has all these things, but I don't.
She's really calm and I'm not so calm.
She's really calm and I'm not so calm.
She's really centered and I'm not centered enough.
She's really centered and I'm not centered enough.
She's really pretty and I'm not as pretty as she is.
She's really pretty and I'm not as pretty as she is.
She's much more famous than me.
She's much more famous than me.
And I'm not as famous as I should be.
And I'm not as famous as I should be.
She's really well known and she can be humble too.
She's really well known and she can be humble too.
And if I was that well known, there's no way I'd be that humble.
And if I was that well known, there's no way I'd be that humble.
She has all these qualities.
She has all these qualities.
And I have none of them.
And I have none of them.
She has everything and I've got nothing.
She has everything and I've got nothing.
Okay, take a deep breath. Now, as usual, I'm starting to exaggerate them because that's just our style. You know, we use our provocative approach that Dr. David Lake and I have worked on. Now, what's your reaction at the moment?
I actually am feeling better already. The jealous is not really there, but, you know, I'm kind of neutral. Like, I don't feel bad, but, like, yeah, it's the reality.
Okay. Yeah, so you're dealing with the situation as it is without having the same reaction to it.
Yes.
All right, so let's try. We've just been tapping on, like, you know, okay, we identified the qualities we admired, and then it's like, okay, she has that and I don't have enough of that. I'm not as much of that. You know, I don't have those qualities. We're going to move to the next stage, which is kind of like, I might have some of that. But, of course, you know, the minute you start, when you have a positive that you push away, that you disown, when you start tapping on, you know, I have that, let's say, you know, I say, oh, I'm pretty, I'm famous, I'm well known, you'll have a negative reaction to that.
People that are listening, they can also say that they don't have the same experience as me. They can be putting in the words of someone else that's more successful or has a better relationship.
Exactly. Yep. So start with the qualities you admire in somebody else. Identify that person, identify the qualities, then do some tapping on, you know, how wonderful they are because they have those qualities, and then some tapping on, I'm not that, I don't have as much of that, and that person does. And now we're going to move to, I might have some of that.
Okay.
But be very careful in this stage. In this stage, you've kind of got to do a bit of that positive-negative like we did in the last class, where you kind of, the minute you start to say, I have some of that, then you've got to balance it by saying, but I'm not as good as her. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right, so let's start on that. Let's just say, I can be calm.
I can be calm.
But I'm not as calm as her.
But I'm not as calm as her.
I can be centered.
I can be centered.
But she's far more centered than I am.
But she's far more centered than I am.
I'm pretty.
I'm pretty.
But I'm not as pretty as she is.
But I'm not as pretty as she is.
I'm becoming famous.
I'm becoming famous.
But she's much more famous.
But she's much more famous.
And I'm reasonably well known.
And I'm reasonably well known.
But she's so much more well known than me.
But she's so much more well known than me.
I can be humble.
I can be humble.
But I prefer not to be.
But I prefer not to be.
Okay, take a deep breath. Okay, what's happening with this one?
Well, when you said the prefer not to be, I was like, yeah, but yes, I do. So the rebellion against that, it just feels kind of neutral. Like, I don't feel anything. I'm not like, hold on, let me actually, I'm just going to be still for a second to really get the feedback.
Yeah, sure.
It almost feels like it doesn't matter as much, like something that I valued so much.
Yeah, exactly. So you settle down the craving part of it, which is the anxiety-driven stuff.
Yes.
And now we're going to see how we can go about integrating that. And this isn't always a one-off process. We're doing it here in a short time just to illustrate the process. But, you know, a lot of people with a lot of things, especially if they completely design them, they're going to have to look at, you know, where they learned that they're not that and all that, those past experiences and so on, and release some of that pain before they're going to accept their positive parts. You know, David Lake always says you can give people the positive stuff, but can they hold on to it? If they've actually learned that they're, you know, through trauma and bad experiences, that they're not that, then they're going to be pushing it away and they won't actually accept it. You can be giving them all the love and the positive stuff in the world, but they can't take it in. And so this is, you know, this is a process that can take some time, but it's worth investing the time, because what comes out of it is that you start to integrate parts of you that you've pushed away.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So let's go now to the next step, which is, you know, I have that, I am like that. And let's see how we go with this.
Okay.
All right, so just tap and say, I have calm.
I have calm.
I am like her.
I am like her.
That's why I like her.
That's why I like her.
Because I am centered.
Because I am centered.
And I can be centered like her.
And I can be centered like her.
And I am pretty.
And I am pretty.
When I choose to be.
When I choose to be.
And I am famous.
And I am famous.
And I am well known.
And I am well known.
And I have lots of friends.
And I have lots of friends.
I'm just like her.
I'm just like her.
And I can be humble.
And I can be humble.
That's why I haven't been running around telling everybody that I'm like that.
That's why I haven't been running around telling everybody that I'm like that.
That's part of humility.
That's part of humility.
Take a deep breath. All right. Now, we may still have some reactions to that, but let's just see where we are.
Well, two things. One, just the idea popped up of, well, if you weren't like that, she wouldn't be friends with you. You know, you wouldn't have that relationship if she didn't feel that you had those traits as well.
Exactly.
So that was kind of an aha. But before that, before we started doing the tapping and I started to feel better, I got this little feeling of, oh, how awful that I was, that I'm jealous of someone else, because it's just not a nice feeling. It's nothing, you know, you never want to, it's just not a good vibration to put out there. So do you ever have people that start feeling better and then they look back and go, ooh, yuck, I can't believe I felt like that? And how does that fit into everything?
Of course, because now when you come out of that, this is so common with the tapping. People are like, oh my gosh, you know, especially when they've had a problem their whole life, they're like, oh my gosh, it was so easy to get over. How come I didn't get over it before? And they kind of, you know, make judgments on themselves when before they were actually, you know, caught up in that for all kinds of reasons. So when you, that is very common. So of course, let's treat that, you know, just say, so just tap on say, I shouldn't have been jealous.
I shouldn't have been jealous.
And I don't accept my jealousy.
And I don't accept my jealousy.
And we're tapping on every point here, of course. And even though I don't accept my jealousy.
And even though I don't accept my jealousy.
At the time, that was me trying to become that.
At the time, that was me trying to become that.
Yeah, that was the only way I knew to become more like that.
That was the only way I knew to become more like that.
To make her seem more brilliant than anything.
To make her seem more brilliant than anything.
Which she is, of course.
Which she is, of course.
And then I made myself seem less brilliant.
And then I let myself be less brilliant.
And then I was upset about that.
And then I was upset about that.
And the part of me that was upset about that.
And the part of me that was upset about that.
Realizes that I have that.
Realizes that I have that.
And was just speaking up for me.
And was speaking up for me.
Take a deep breath.
That feels nice. I love my job. It's like free therapy. It's great.
Well, I know, you know, when we talked before, you said, because you... Everybody wants to use you as a demo subject kind of thing, but, you know, sometimes it's a little hard if we don't have someone else on the line to illustrate stuff.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes we can talk about these things, and they're far better to do than talk about.
Yeah.
You know, for me, sometimes I can't even really explain some of them unless I'm doing them.
And I find with tapping, someone might be listening to this and be going, wow, Jess, you're really feeling the results quickly. But I found that the more I began to tap, the less I needed to tap and the more affected I was by tapping on the meridian points. I really go through shifts way faster than I was even, you know, a few months ago. I almost feel like it's like you're building a muscle.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we, you know, Dr. David Lake and I talk about energy toning. And, you know, we get people to tap every day, just a simple tapping. And what that does is it kind of tunes and tones their energy system. It's like a beneficial emotional fitness. And, you know, David is a general medical practitioner, and his belief is that the tapping over time alters your nervous system so that the problems that used to affect you can't actually take hold. They kind of can't grab onto your system and hook you. And I think that's a great metaphor and maybe actually the truth of what's going on. You know, there's certainly lots of evidence that kind of neurological and chemical changes occur with the tapping as well. So, you know, but the great thing is, the more you do it, the better you get. It's kind of like the rich get richer.
Right. And so with that, I just want to encourage the listeners, if you're not feeling results just from the tapping, the little bit of tapping, this is really meant to be a model to help you do this yourself and dive into it more. Because for many people, it'll take a lot longer, right?
Oh, yeah. And if you have a really, really low sense of yourself and you're really down on yourself, you might need to work with somebody else. And, you know, then, of course, then you're meant to feel bad that you have to work with somebody else because that makes you a really pathetic loser. But I have to say, I have worked with numerous people over the years that have helped me, and I continue to do so. I don't see it as a negative thing at all. I also know that some of the people that, you know, the listeners would call the top tappers in the world actually do that themselves, and that's what keeps them, you know, where they are.
I work with someone every single week, once a week. It's great.
Yeah.
Well, so I just like to say that where I am now and through the process, a lot of memories came up about things that we've shared and said, and it's almost like I have the same memories that I had before, but certain other things are more in focus, if that makes sense. Like I have different meaning to things.
Yeah. Sometimes some people are going to, you know, that's kind of being done for you as you're moving quickly through aspects. Other people may have to go back to those events and spend some time on them because they were quite hurtful and do a lot of tapping until they shift through them. That's fine. It's worth it.
Right. And do you find that once people go through it once that's it, or something else might trigger them where they go back to feeling that jealousy or that, you know, those feelings towards that person?
Well, yeah, this is, you know, what we've done here is probably requires, there's probably more aspects, you know, you know, if we go through your list of calm and centered and all that kind of stuff. All right. So if funnily enough, even though you have those qualities in bucket loads, there's a large part of you that kind of pushes them away. So it here's the strange thing. You're kind of seeking them and yet you don't see that you have them. Why is that? It's often because, you know, like if we're seeking calm and centered stuff, it's probably because we're coming away from situations where we felt that wasn't the case or that we were not experiencing that.
Right.
And those situations and events are still in our nervous system and need to be released in order for us to fully integrate that. So, you know, you can go back on those past events and look at where you weren't that or where you didn't have that or where that wasn't provided to you. And do the tapping on those, and that can be really, really enlightening to do that.
Great. So I have some homework to do, and I hope all the listeners are taking notes, because I'll do my homework. I hope everyone else does it too.
Yeah, and the final integration phase is just more of that kind of tapping on, I have that, I am that, I'm like that, you know, this is me.
Okay.
You know, so in your case, it'll be, you know, just tapping through, and let's just try just one more time just for fun. Just tap and say, I am calm.
I am calm.
I am centered.
I am centered.
I am pretty.
I am pretty.
I am famous.
I am famous.
I am well known.
I am well known.
But humble.
And humble.
And I know how to wear it well.
And I know how to wear it well.
Okay, now take a deep breath. Now, this is a kind of, you know, it's sounding a little bit like an affirmation, but what we've actually got there by going through a series of stages. Does that make sense? Rather than just jumping straight there like a lot of people want to do, they're kind of like, you know, you've gone through some stages to make that more acceptable to your energy system or your nervous system. But if you have some reactions to that, do you still have some reactions to that?
Yeah, you know what was interesting is I only had a reaction towards certain statements. Like other statements seemed like yes, and then kind of two of them didn't feel very strong at all. I almost felt like I was rejecting it. So with that, would I go back and then just focus on those two?
Yeah, so let's pick on those, and you're going back to like, I'm not that, I don't have enough of that, or whatever. So which are the ones? Which are the ones that are the negative ones?
Oh, we're getting really personal here. All right. It was the I'm famous, but I don't know if that is because that's how I I don't know if that's really what I want, you know, or the objective. I don't know how I feel about that word.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. So the famous thing has connotations of ego and all that kind of stuff. And yet it may actually be necessary for you to fulfill your purpose in this life. Who knows? If you were more willing to embrace that, would you be able to fulfill your purpose more, or is there an alternative for you? So, anytime you have that kind of either or kind of thing, that's kind of like this push pull inside, and you want to do some tapping on that. You know, I want that, I don't want that, I have that, I don't have that, I am not that. You know, it's always this kind of contrast between the two sides, and you can even do the exercise that we did.
I was just going to say that.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a great thing, and I can go through and do the positive and the negatives, and then.
Yep.
And then
anytime you have a dilemma of something or two sides, you know, like I want to be famous, I don't want to be famous. You know, I want to be famous because here's the good things about being famous, but I don't want to be famous because here's the bad things about being famous. And you're doing tapping on all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm happy that this is coming up and it's taking this type of direction, because it's showing all of us that it's a process, and you might have to go back in the steps. It's not just a 1, 2, 3. It's really following the emotions and where you're going.
Oh, exactly. And a lot of people are like, you know, there are, because this kind of idea of the 1 minute wonder is out there, everybody has the expectation that they should be able to do this in one go. Well, you know, yes, you can release an aspect or a part of this thing in one go, or go through a specific event. And if that's a key event, man, it can make a huge change to your life. But, you know, I see it as kind of casting light on bits of darkness, and it doesn't actually take very much light to lighten up a room so you can see, you know. And once you've kind of got a little bit of light in there, it's never going to settle in the same way. It's always going to be like you've started to see a little bit of more of yourself. You know, when I did my self-acceptance 30-day thing, and I had that incredible experience that day of suddenly just like, wow, okay, I am not the problem. All of my problems are actually out there. And I had been making myself the problem, whereas the problem was the problem. I've never gone back to that. You know, I've certainly had challenges since that time, but there's always a part of me that realizes that problem is actually not me.
Mm. Wow. All right, Steve. Well, because of time, we have to wrap up. I was personally affected by this. I know I have homework to do, and I hope that everyone just really takes the time to follow this. I think you did a great job to really take us through it step by step. As we wrap up here, any final thoughts to those who are doing this for the first time and really making an intention to look at self-acceptance and finding the gifts in their dark side more closely?
All right. Well, my first thought is if they're like me, then they've kind of listened all the way through here and they've thought some of these things would be a good idea to do and they haven't necessarily done them. Because that's the kind of thing I would do. I might, you know, some people are going to come across this and they're going to have the whole four-part series and they're just going to listen to it all in one go. Other people at the moment are listening to one every week and so on. And the key, you know, what I say about the tapping is it works when you do it. And so, you know, what I'd suggest is to go right back to the start and just follow along and, you know, start with some tapping on, you know, do your own 30-day thing. do your own 30-day thing of like, okay, I'm going to tap on accepting myself even though I don't accept myself, and I'm going to do that. You know, identify the ways that your problems make you feel about yourself and do some tapping on those feelings. Look at the negative beliefs that you have about yourself and just do some tapping on the belief, and then look at where you learned that and do some tapping on those experiences. And then look at the things that you admire in other people and go through the process that we've gone through today and actually do the thing. There's a thing I like, there's a quote from the Bible that I really like. I don't even remember what part it's from, but it says, do the thing and you will have the power. And, you know, there's a lot of talk about around at the moment, but, man, you know, when you actually do this tapping on some of these issues, you really do reap the benefits.
So true.
And what I'll say from that is that we actually need you to do that. In the Marianne Williamson quote, she says, you know, as you become enlightened, your enlightenment helps us. We actually, all of us, need all of us to do this. And because when I'm around somebody who's actually resolved this issue, their presence helps me to resolve the issue. You get around people who've dealt with this stuff, and just being with them shifts your energy.
Yeah, so true. So true. Well, I hope all of you who are listening, I am sure that you benefited very much from this class, and I hope that you do this work and check out more of Steve's work at EFTDownUnder.com. Steve, I can't thank you enough. It was an amazing class.
Well, I can't thank you enough, Jess. You are an absolutely wonderful, amazing person, and I hope you become as famous as you deserve.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Because you're a superstar in my book anyway.
I'm happy this is not being filmed because I'm blushing. Thank you, Steve. Well, everyone, until next time, take care and keep tapping.